Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Jackson. Oh, thanks, Casey, for helping. And Laura Begross is on deck.
All right, we're going now to the Scambia County Commission meeting. So this is on Thursday, and it's the forum, so you never know what's going to happen. A guy named Albert Jackson is trying to get a video to play, and Casey Lagarde's helping.
Yeah, you can play the first one.
We can't.
Yes, you can play it. It's information. You can. Excuse me. You can play it. Thank you.
Sir. Stand.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Jackson, please, sir, let's be respectful.
No, you can play it. It was given to me by the Scambia County Sheriff's Office.
Sir,
you can play it. This is my 14-year-old.
Hey, Mr.
I was accused.
Mr. Jackson.
Bank robbery.
Mr. Jackson, you do not touch a staff employee, period. You have no right to touch a fellow employee.
So here's what's been going on, since you cannot see it. So he comes up, and he's getting ready to talk about, apparently, you know, some allegation against him for bank robbery. And he's going to play a video that was brought to him or given to him by the sheriff's department, he says. But, you know, they don't know what's on the memory stick. I guess that's what it is. And Casey Lagarde, who is public information officer, one of the PIOs for the county, and a wonderful woman. She used to work at the PNJ. She's a good reporter. She's a sweetheart. She used to work at the city for a long time as the PIO for the city. I know her very well. She is one of the nicest people around and very smart. Anyway, very capable. I'm trying to, you know, this is not like she did not create this problem. And, you know, when she's telling him, I don't know if I can play this because we don't know what's on it, haven't pre-screened this or anything. And he's kind of like, yes, you can. And then he kind of moves towards her and then at one point kind of pushes her to try to play it himself. And that's when she says, please don't touch me. And that's when Mike Kohler jumps in.
Control yourself.
I have a right to speak, and I have a right to show this information.
Sir, I just
need you don't have a right.
You can speak. We will let you speak, but I don't know what you got on there. I don't know what's going on. I'm more than welcome to give you your 2 minutes, but what is the issue, Casey?
I just don't know what the contents of this video are, and we are live streaming, so I need to make sure it's not anything graphic. The title of the video is Caleb Torture.
Yeah, so, you know, might raise some questions, and not a person that anybody knows who they are, that there's a track record.
So
I need guidance.
We have an FCC license, and you do have some obligation to make sure, to the extent reasonably possible, that we don't display obscene or other inappropriate illegal material. So she's not wrong.
That's Allison Rogers, the county attorney. I'm assuming because they go out on ECTV, which does go over the air. It's not just the YouTube stream or the in-house website stream, right? It's over the air. And so they don't, just like we don't, want to get involved in any kind of an SEC violation, especially if there's something, you know, sexual, violent, or profane. I mean, you know, you got to watch yourself on that kind of stuff. And so Mike Kohler is trying to find a solution here.
Mr. Jackson, can you speak and they can screen it and you can bring it back at another meeting? So I didn't know this was going to be...
You've had other people come up here and speak and they put a USB drive and they hit play.
Is there something on there that would be offensive?
Everything's offensive.
Well...
Offensive is not a...
I give you... You got 2 minutes, sir. You got your 2 minutes
answer.
To speak.
Allison, would it be all right if I take this back and screen it? Thank you.
Of course.
Okay. And you can start speaking, and I'll let Casey figure out if there's something on there that we shouldn't be presenting.
Well, that would be 4 minutes. Why wouldn't we just, if we're going to see that, then let's speak it.
Yeah, okay. Let me actually take a seat. I'll let her look at it. And a good point.
Yeah, Lumen May is not wrong. If they let him speak for two and then he gets to play a video for 2 minutes, that's 4 minutes. That's more time than anybody else gets. So they basically send him back to go, you know, with Casey. And I don't know what happened after that because he doesn't show up back in the meeting as far as I caught. So this all went away. But, don't come up to the podium and then make physical contact with somebody because she's not doing what you want her to do at the PIO. So, yeah. No, you're going to lose me on that one. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, a bit of a good news note. At least I thought it was very interesting. Ashley Hoffberger, Commissioner for District 4, in her opening comments, you know, the kind of after the forum is over, they go around and say whatever they want to say. This was interesting to me.
I want to thank Wes and our IT department for working on putting in a plug on myescambia.com that will have the water quality reports for local swimming areas. So if it is a place that is commonly swim, now you can log on to myescambia.com and you'll be able to actually see the water quality reports there.
And sure enough, if you go to myescambia.com, it's the very first story, or at least it was yesterday. And there's a widget link there, or what she called a plugin. And either way, and it takes you right to the Florida Department of Health, where it's got all of the water sampling quality for Escambia County. And you can look and see exactly where it's, you know, like currently the most recent report. Actually, that's pretty old. Let me go back, and I had moved ahead on the pages. So let me go. Oh, you're gonna crash on me, aren't you? That's my own fault. Okay, here we go. So like right now, it's up to, you know, a week or so ago. As of the 14th, Bayou Tahar is good. Bruce Beach is good. Sanders Beach is good. Bayou Tahar a week before that was poor. Big Lagoon was moderate before that. And, you know, is there an advisory? Like for Bayou Tahar, there had been, but it's been lifted since. So you can see all the Department of Health in Florida, for Escambia County, all the water quality. And you can switch counties. You want to go to Santa Rosa County, same thing. So I think this is great. For people who want this information, you know, they want to make sure there hasn't been a spill or issue recently before you go swimming so that you don't get sick. Good idea. Simple. I like it. Congratulations. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3. I mean, the information was there, but you had to go find it before. Now it's right there on the front page for myescambia.com. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Back to rolling accident-free right now. Glad to hear that. I-10, I-110 are not seeing any delays even through the construction zones. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to get a new roof, I mean, you know, nobody really wakes up in the morning thinking, man, I so hope I can get a new roof. You know, that's not like a desire. That's a need. It's a have to. And it's expensive. I mean, there's no doubt. There are thousands of dollars, right? Lots of thousands of dollars. Well, you want to get a good one. You want to get one that's going to last. Quality Roofing Solutions, they warranty their roofs for life. Lifetime warranty, pretty unusual. They just increased it in the last 3 or 4 months. They just increased it to a life. And they've been around for 19 years, since 2006. Brian Ward, 10,000 roofs installed in the area, 4.9 rating on Google. When I was first being offered, do I want to advertise for these folks, I asked my wife, do you know anything about them? And she said, I'll tell you what, they come up all the time on Nextdoor, as in, hey, can you recommend a good roofing? And it's always, they are one of the people listed as the good ones. You know, two or three people listed, they're always in that list. I said, good enough for me. I went and talked with Brian. He's the founder. They do lots of local charity stuff. They work with our Gateway, local youth sports, financial literacy stuff in Santa Rosa County. They were doing that for a while. Just great company. They want to take care of folks. They want to make it clear to you. They want to save you money. There's all kinds of things that got built in to do efficiency. Like, for instance, instead of the guys who are on site having to come all the way back to the central location, they have these vans that operate as like a roaming fleet of warehouse replacement parts. They scan everything in and out with a barcode so it's accurate what gets used on your job. So just all of that kind of stuff. It's a great company. Find out about them, Quality Roofing Solutions, 777-0961, or check out the website, qualityroofingsolutions.com.
New South Proud!
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At PennAir Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at pennair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
I'm a pot of gold, but we'll try.
I just feel like anytime Styx is on, you gotta, you know, you gotta let it go a little bit.
A gathering of angels.
Man, this was my band too when I was growing up.
I can tell. I had the smile on your face.
I had a black Velcro with red and orange emblazoned Styx on it wallet.
You probably still have it too.
Oh no, that died a mold a long time ago. Okay. 8:20 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Remember that time in the 80s when we made everything out of Velcro?
Oh, yeah.
Remember having the little key shoe wallet thingies that were nylon and you'd... Oh, man, that's just not stylish. Let's see. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Millions of Americans took part in the No Kings protests across the U.S., over the weekend, some carried signs against ICE raids and government shutdowns and things of the sort. Officials do say most of those protests did remain peaceful, except for a few isolated incidents.
Stop the tyrants who let us protest against their tyranny. Stop them from allowing us to use our freedom. Stop it. Was that the message? I'm just not clear.
Something similar.
Something similar to me. Go on.
Some popular websites today having big tech issues, frustrating users around the globe. Those issues started overnight, apparently caused by Amazon Web Services, the cloud company that hosts a lot of the websites and the infrastructure. According to Down Detector, there have been issues with Zoom, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Alexa, Roblox, Venmo, and more.
Good gravy. That's a lot. All
right. That is a lot. And
sorry for my language.
Well, it's okay.
Good gravy. I know. Strong words. Go on.
French police investigating a multi-million dollar jewel heist at the Louvre Museum. Thieves apparently broke in Sunday morning shortly before the museum opened to the public. They're thought to have gained entry through an upstairs window using some type of mechanical lift before making off with the French crown jewels.
Okay, so I have questions. And my questions start with the fact that it's the crown jewels, the royal family jewels, right? But there are no royals in France anymore. At least in England, there are still royals. I mean, they don't do anything, as far as I can tell, but... In France, they're actually, I mean, they killed them all. Remember the revolution?
Right, yeah.
The guillotine, you know, Marie Antoinette, off of their head. They killed them all. And so, whose jewels are they exactly? I mean, did the people, like, steal them from the royals and put them in the museum as, like, the warning to other would-be royalty? If you don't do what we want, we'll behead you and steal your jewels, too, and put them on display for thieves to steal? Like, it's a weird thing. All of a sudden, the more I think about this.
No? It is a little strange, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
a
little strange.
And I actually went and looked up to see, you know, are there any living? I didn't know if they'd killed them all or if there were any surviving, you know, members. Apparently.
Not sure I'd claim it if I were.
I've learned there are three surviving lineages here. You have Louis Alphonse de Bourbon. He's the Orleanist claimant. Jean, Count of Paris, he's the legitimist claimant. And Jean-Christophe, Prince Napoleon, he's the Bonapartist claimant. So apparently there are three claimants of the defunct, non-recognized, eliminated French royal authority over, you know, France. And they got their jewels stolen. So Now you know.
So will the three of them be filing the insurance claim?
Yeah. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I got you got me going earlier, too. You know, you don't need to bring back in unless he wants to get involved in this. David was reporting earlier the story about the citizenship test.
Right.
And I was bothered by it because it made it sound like the citizenship test is harder than it used to be. Because it's got twice as many questions you have to get right. So I looked it up because I was curious. I don't know I've not taken it myself. Maybe I have a long time ago as a kid in like high school or something. But I haven't taken it, you know, as an adult or anything. 128 questions. And it used to be that they gave you randomly 10. You know, like when you take a driver's test, it doesn't give you all the questions. It gives you a sample. So you get 10 questions. You got to get 6 right. So you got to get a D, 60%. Or I guess these days 30% is D. I don't know. Great inflation. But okay. So you got to get a D. And they went up to getting 12 out of 20, which is also 60%, same percentage. Now, is that harder or easier? I actually think it's easier. Let me give you my argument. 437-1620, feel free to disagree with me. Yes, you have to get more questions correct, but you can also afford to get more questions wrong. Right? You look at it either way. You got to get 12 right, but you can afford to get 8 wrong. And depending on your knowledge base, if you're asking me, if I know my stuff generally, the worry is not that I can't answer enough questions right. The answer is that I might get really unlucky and get the, let's say, 5, because to get a 5 out of 10, you'd have to get 5 wrong. Maybe, you know, let's say there's like 10 or 15 questions out of the 128 that you struggle with. I mean, you take your chances that you might get 5 of those. Well, if you can get up to 8 wrong, your chances are better. So statistically, I actually think the test is easier. Like, if you know your material, wouldn't you want as many of the questions as possible because you cut down on the error odds because of the, you know, if you know there's like just some of them you struggle with. So I disagree with the assessment that the test is harder. Me personally, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just thinking about it too mathematically. But for me, I think the test is easier now. It's more comprehensive. It's a better test. More questions means it's a better test. All right, lecture done. 825 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's not too early to do math, is it?
Well, all right. At least you didn't do it at 5 a.m.
You're a math nerd anyway. You're an accounting major. Come on now.
I know.
You want to disagree with me about this?
No, good.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. It looks like I-10, I-110. And Highway 90, 29 are all back flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Think about everything. Never take anything for granted. That's
I go
advice.
To my nothing box sometimes.
When I'm talking?
No.
Just
never,
in general.
No,
just,
never. Yes.
Absolutely do. Self-defense. I understand. All right. Fair enough. We'll just leave it at that. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, look, I'm going to entertain me. If you're also entertained, that's just gravy. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can help you with that. They sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes a year before that. They sell on average, if you do the math, that's 2 times I've mentioned math in the last few minutes, about 3, 3.5, 4 homes every single week.
That's 2 shots.
Drink. Every time Andrew mentions math, you drink. Just like, you know, kick the can and throw them under the bus and shovel ready in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting where the
drinking
grand.
Now, do those count toward our... After our 20.
No, you can't count when people give you the instructions about when to drink as times to drink.
Gotcha.
All right, this interruption of the Christina Leavenworth ad brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. No, but seriously, they sell about 3.5 homes a week, which is pretty good, which means lots of experience, lots of repetitions, lots of muscle memory. That means that they know how to do this. They know how to solve the problems, anticipate the problems, you know, deal with novel ones when they come up. And, you know, one of the things I always appreciate about Christina is if she encounters a problem she's not seen before, she'll do her best with, which is usually going to be very good to solve it. Like, you know, a divorce. If people get divorced and they have to sell a house, that's a rough situation because the two people who cannot get along enough to stay together are not likely to get along enough to sell the house, right? So how do you solve that problem? Same thing with, like, an estate sale. Sometimes the heirs don't always agree. And she uses those as examples of, well, we first encountered them and then we went and got training on how to do that better. So now we are fully capable of handling those situations in a much more professional way. And she's all about doing the very best she possibly can all the time. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 828 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, this was I don't know. It caught me by surprise, and so I wanted to share it with you. But in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, we suddenly got an announcement in the end as they were talking about taking on a like a deputy or an assistant attorney. It's always been just the one county attorney. So this is the voice of Tom Danheiser explaining the decision to hire somebody.
As you may know, about 29 years ago, I was recruited to be county attorney. I had the exact full head of black, jet black hair as I do now. And we had one attorney then. I was here 20-something years, then was nominated by two Republican governors to serve as judge, including Senator Scott, and then was recruited a few years ago to come back to Santa Rosa, which would have been the only place I would have considered leaving a judgeship for because of the people and the conservative nature. And we had one attorney then, we got one attorney now. Scambia's got six, Pensacola's got four, Okaloosa's got a firm, Walton's got four, including an attorney who makes $600,000 base plus per year. But anyway, so with those 40 years, as I've advised, by the end of this budget year, I'll be retiring.
No!
So even though I've enjoyed all this time, and I just think it's time to retire.
Now, he was very lavish in his praise of the person he's bringing on as a deputy or assistant, and she, I think, I don't catch the name, I'm sorry, and he thinks she's going to be fantastic, so, and I thought it was a woman, I apologize, I just don't have that clip cut. So hopefully, nice shot again across the bow to Scambia, by the way, in the process. Oh, I have at least two people texting me saying, Andrew, you know most Americans cannot pass that citizenship test. Oh, yeah, no, I agree. And somebody else says we should definitely require it before you're allowed to vote. Oh, I agree. Yeah, I mean, you want to put that constitutional amendment in? I'm there. 100%. Absolutely. And in fact, not just one time. Every 10 years. You should have to pass the citizenship test to be able to keep voting.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump handling a host of issues after the left's weekend No Kings protest.
I'm not a king. I work my ass off to make our country great. That's all it is. I'm not a king at all.
And he says the fragile Gaza ceasefire will be handled, again being enforced by Israeli troops after Hamas killed two soldiers near the flow of Gaza aid. President Trump cuts off aids to Colombia, calling its President Petro an illegal drug leader. Amazon Web Services working on a widespread outage. Day 20 of the government shutdown. FAA reports air traffic staffing delays at Atlanta, Dallas, Chicago, Newark. A United pilot injured and forced to make an emergency landing in Salt Lake City after a mystery object smashed through the cockpit windshield at 36,000 feet. Broken glass shot across the controls, space debris or a meteor. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 60 degrees right now with sunshine here in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast in a couple of minutes. Women's philanthropic group Impact 100 announced 12 grant recipients for this year. Each nonprofit will get $103,500.
Love this community. We treasure the nonprofits in our community.
Impact!
Who are we?
Impact!
That's Impact 100 President Martha Holden. They had an announcement yesterday at their meeting at the Hilton in Pensacola Beach. A few of the nonprofits receiving grants include the Children's Home Society of Florida, Greater Pensacola Junior Golf Association, Legal Services of North Florida, Wounded Veterans Relief Fund, Feeding the Gulf Coast. In total, 12 grants were awarded. Each Impact 100 member donates $1,000. The organization had 1,241 members for this year. One man has died after a shooting on Langley Avenue Sunday morning. Officials say two people were shot. It happened just before 7 a.m. Sunday. They were taken to the hospital. One victim later died from their injuries. So far, no word on a suspect or a motive. If you do have any information, contact the Pensacola Police Department or call Crime Stoppers. A 34-year-old Pensacola man has been charged with sexually abusing a girl while her mother was at work. Jeremy Johnson was arrested on charges including sexual assault of a victim under 12 and molestation of a victim under 12. The incidents reportedly happened from October of 2023 until October of 2024.
Johnson was allegedly watching the child while the mother was at work when the incidents happened. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office has settled with the family of Alexander Cash. That's the boy with ADHD and mild autism that was detained by a sheriff's deputy last year. Officials say the deputy thought Xander was ignoring him, but the boy was wearing headphones and a hoodie, claimed he couldn't hear him. The incident went viral after it was recorded by neighbors across the street and posted on social media. Deputy Zach McPherson was reportedly suspended for 3 days in relation to the incident, but it was due to his reaction to the neighbor's recording, not for the incident itself. The boy's family told the Journal that they were planning to pursue a case alleging the deputy violated the boy's rights, but the sheriff's office reached out to settle. Police in Spanish Fort investigating after a body was found in a vehicle on the causeway Sunday. That incident is currently believed to be a murder-suicide. A discovery in Palm Beach County could pose a threat to President Trump. Fox News Digital reporting yesterday that the Secret Service found an elevated hunting stand near the Palm Beach International Airport. The stand apparently had a direct line of sight to where the president typically exits Air Force One. The FBI is now investigating. The University of Florida may not be the only school looking for a new football coach. UF fired Billy Napier yesterday. CBSSports.com says that Florida State University could potentially fire head coach Mike Norvell, too. FSU lost its fourth straight game Saturday at Stanford. The school would have to pay Norvell $55 million if they did fire him. As for Napier, he was fired in his fourth season in Gainesville with the worst winning percentage by a Gators coach in 75 years. His buyout is less than $20 million. 8:35 at News Radio, 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything on I-10, I-110, even through those construction zones. Highway 90, 98-29 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now we've got sunshine. It is 60 degrees in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, and 58 in Milton. Your next news at 9 a.m. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And your money now this hour. The Dow up just under a half percent at 46,399. S&P's up about 0.6%. at 67.08.28 this morning. NASDAQ is up just under 1% at 22.889. Looking at those 10-year bond rates, we've got up just a bit this morning at 2.582%. Gold prices are up 122.40. That's just under 3% at 43.35.70. Silver up just over 1%. Just over 2%. At 51.17. Looking at the crypto market, up across the board, Bitcoin up 1.5%, 110.73024 right now. Ethereum's up 1.2% at 4,036.80. Rest of the crypto market is up as well, including a pretty good jump for Dogecoin, which is up to about 20 cents right now. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines here for the day. The partial shutdown of the federal government drags on. No clear path to an end in sight for that. Senators have tried now 10 times to get a House-passed measure approved that would end the shutdown. Democrats say they won't vote for a funding bill unless it includes tax breaks for Obamacare. Broadway continues to face a possible strike. A contract between musicians and Broadway producers still out of reach. Things were looking up a little bit on Saturday with word that a tentative settlement had been reached with actors, a deal that would still need to be ratified. But the New York Times now says there's still no agreement with musicians who've been working since the end of August on an expired contract. Boeing resuming their talks today with the union representing 3,000 striking employees in the St. Louis area. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says both sides have agreed to another meeting with federal mediators as they continue attempting to work out a deal. And the agency that oversees the U.S. nuclear stockpile set to furlough most of its staff today because of the shutdown. The National Nuclear Security Administration planning to send notices to 1,400 employees They'll still have about 400 people to guard the stockpile. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I was reading a very interesting story about how there's a new-ish sort of medical diagnosis or psychiatric diagnosis for people who hate sounds, who have a hatred of certain kinds of sounds. It's called misophonia, and it's they say it's a little-known condition. It's finally getting a name and some scientific attention. Something that kind of developed in the early 2000s, but it started to grow. A 2022 study suggests that nearly one in five people experience symptoms significant enough to interfere with daily life from engaging with ordinary sounds that bother them or upset them or distract them. And so my question is, 437-1620, is there a sound that really bothers you? And no, I'm not going to play the sounds. I don't have the sounds available to play, and I wouldn't do that to you, because if you tell me a sound upsets you, I'm not going to play the sound. Although we do sometimes do that with music. You know, tell me a song you hate and I play the song. here's an example. Okay, here's an example. One of the sounds that they say apparently bothers a lot of people is the sound of chewing, which I assume they mean other people chewing, but I could see how it could also be your own internal sound of when,
like,
you're chewing food.
Like somebody else is smacking.
Well, right. It could also just be it bothers you to hear your own chewing sounds. And that's part of the psychiatry here, the psychology here, is that some people are bothered by even the sounds they make. And they find it very frustrating that it's a sound maybe they have to make, but it still bothers them. So that's the question. 437-1620. Tell me a sound, ordinary kind of sound, that bothers you, upsets you, you can't stand, whether you think you have misophonia or not. What's your sound? John, you're giving me the blank stare, which concerns me. Okay.
No, don't.
All right, go on.
I just know that my AirPods can block out anything, but nails on a chalkboard. There's nails going
kind of a classic
down. Yeah, well, it's Not classic to me. I hate it.
Well, I mean, it's a classic hated sound.
Oh, yeah. But just that screeching down the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people who are bothered by that sound can hear it in their bones right now.
Oh, yes.
While you're talking about it. And again, no, I'm not going to play you the horrible sounds
today.
That's
good, because I'll turn it off.
No, it's bad. Okay. They're real. I mean, some people are really triggered by some of these sounds, so I don't want to do that to you. 437-1620, Meg?
Well, there's big sounds and little sounds.
Okay, all right. So I'm curious.
The big sound that I absolutely hate, my blood pressure goes up, leaf blowers. In my
Which I kind of just did. Mm-hmm.
I didn't say a word.
I hate that sound. And it's just, I could go on forever about it.
Okay.
Little sounds is
Do big fans bother you?
No.
Okay. Do engines like a weed whacker, does that bother you?
No, it's the leaf
it's
blower.
It's the leaf blower.
Is it really
a
loud?
A gas one, electric one?
Doesn't matter.
He's there. Yeah, I don't
loud.
Think we need to
what
dwell
about a
here.
Hair dryer?
Nope, not okay. the same.
Interesting.
Not
All right,
same.
And you said that was the big one. What's the little one?
The little one is when I'm sitting next to someone and I hear that sound that I know that they've just done something.
You mean farts bother you?
Yes. The sound of it, because they never sound the same. And they can be multifaceted.
Oh.
And I just cringe when I'm sitting there, because then do you acknowledge it? Because you sneeze, you say, God bless you.
No, uh-huh. You say, good job. Or bad
you say,
job.
Whoa, wow.
Wow, that was
and
a high G. I didn't know you could hit that note.
You got
then you have to deal with if the sound was soft or
Let's
loud.
Let's just move on.
Do we acknowledge it? Or does it go on to a whole nother level of the odor?
All right, here we are. I asked for it. It's my fault. 8:45 on News Radio 92.3.
Kid marks on your underwear with that one.
John!
What?
I'm just saying.
Ask
me a sound I don't like. I don't like that sound.
You don't like the fart sound. All
no,
right,
not from
enough.
Adults, not from children,
be
not from dogs, not from anybody.
Whoopee cushion for Christmas, I guess. John Pickens has traffic on the fives before we get to the texts.
Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. Everything looks like it's flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All right, John. Thanks for that. Oh, man. All right. So for me, it's the sound of a suitcase with wheels being pulled over like cobblestones, and the wheels are squeaking and squealing and clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking. I cannot stand that sound. You know when you're at a hotel,
mm-hmm.
and you've got one of those wheeled bags, mm-hmm. and it's...
I'm just wondering where the cobblestone streets come from.
Well, it can be just, you know, like bricks.
Okay.
I just think cobblestones make it sound exotic. I mean,
I was
going
to say, where are you traveling to?
Trying to be fancy. I just got back from Prague over
France.
The weekend. Yeah, all right. 437
So what do? You pick up your luggage and walk?
I just endure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the suffering.
Yeah, I
know.
I mean, this is deep.
Suffering's real.
Deep pain. All right, let's... I put up with a lot of things as a first worlder, okay? I put up with a lot of things. Let's see, 437-1620. Tell me that sound that really bothers you, whether you think it's debilitating or you have the misophonia disorder or not. Somebody says, chewing on ice. Okay. Mm. Right, I can see that one.
Don't hang around me.
Somebody just says rap music in general. Okay.
All right.
I'd say country in general, with exceptions.
Whoa.
And jazz in general, with exceptions. Somebody says, the sound that most aggravates me in the whole world is talk radio.
Oh.
Just kidding, they said.
Yeah.
No, but actually the sound of chewing bothers them. The sound of someone's cell phone ringing. Put that thing on vibrate. Plastic film rubbing
together.
What does that mean?
I guess Saran wrap or something like that.
Like that crinkle, uncrinkle, attach, unattach.
Or if you've got
kinda...
like a case of water or something, and then I guess that's...
Oh, and then the crinkling. I feel like I want clarification on this one. But okay, I could see how those sounds might bother. People eating cereal loudly makes me want to destroy them. I shouldn't share this, but I'm going to. We used to, when I was in high school, my friends and I came up with a thing called a nuke list. Which was in a little spiral notebook. We wrote down all the things we hated, sometimes people. And so that would be on the nuke list, would be, you know, the people who eat cereal too. As an example, it was meant to be satirical. I'm not sure that I would want to admit that exists as evidence about me. But anyway, it's out there somewhere. John says, a rattle in my car. Oh,
that drives me up the wall.
Yeah, especially if it's the kind of on again, off again, like the AC fan kind of makes a whistle, wiggle kind of. tweak.
Or a piece of plastic's not fitting with the piece of plastic.
Oh, no, no, no. This makes me when you have styrofoam in the car, and as the car is driving, the chassis styrofoam moves around, yep, and the styrofoam squeaks irregularly. I know. I don't know why that one, but now you made me think of that. Thanks for that. no, can I say this? Me, Sophonia, me hear you long time.
Me hear you long time.
Wait, what? What did you say?
It's from the movie Full Metal Jacket.
Yes. Oh, that's a funny joke. Well done. 437-1620, my ex-wife's voice. Well, hey, listen. I know we tend to think about, do you like talking with a person? Do you like behaving with a person? Do you like looking at a person? Close your eyes and pay attention to how somebody's voice sounds before you get married. That's for life.
Yeah, because, yeah.
If you, listen.
Or their laugh.
Yes, and their laugh. If you like their laugh and their voice, that will solve a lot of problems. If you dislike it, 437-1620, coffee being made bothers them. Okay, weird. A crying baby anytime, anywhere. Okay. fluorescent. I was as having had three kids. Oh, it's the crinkle of, what is that? Like a lot of plastic, like a big plastic bag or
right,
something.
Right, like wrapped big, around the, yeah.
Okay,
there's
all right,
also
I got
PTBS.
It. What's that?
Post-traumatic baby syndrome.
No, well, there's that. I just find that after having three kids, mm-hmm, no sound bothers me, not really. I mean, sounds, I don't like them, but like noise, whatever. You know, they're over in the other room. They're dying. Okay, you know.
Yeah. Well.
You know, crying babies on a plane, all that stuff doesn't bother. I'll sit next to the people who like have the crying babies. Doesn't bother me a bit. Somebody's got to. It might as well be me.
Will you make doesn't faces at the baby?
Oh, sure. Play with them. Yeah. Try and get them to laugh. You know, right, whatever. Scare them. Whatever. 437-1620. Somebody says fluorescent lights. Oh,
that's a weird
that sound.
Yeah.
When you go into like the industrial setting and you can turn on the light and you hear that kind of whine. Yeah.
I hear it now and the lights above us.
Is this new diagnosis related to hyperparachusis? I don't know what that is. Okay. Gangster rap bothers some people. The sound feel of holographic gift cards. Oh, when you run your nail across the front of them, you know, they have that kind of surface to them that's like small scale plastic corrugated. You know what I'm talking about? I can see how that sound would bother somebody. The clicking noise in a ceiling fan. No, you got me. Well done. Somebody says, my wife nagging is the sound I can't stand.
Oh,
we should have known it earlier. It's a disorder. Somebody just randomly whistling with no actual tune. Oh, old man whistles. When old men whistle.
Oh, yeah.
And there's something kind of adorable about it, but also something
my dad
like,
used to
pick
do
a
that
song, man.
Yeah, my dad used to do that.
I get that. Let's see. Oh, my God, the texts are flowing in. The question is, what's a sound, an ordinary sound that bothers you? There's this diagnosis, a thing called misophonia, which is where people really can't. It's debilitating how much they don't like the sound of chewing or the sound of clicking a pen or the sound of toes tapping or something like this. By the way, I'm a pen spinner. I spin a pen around my fingers. Oh, my wife. If I do it two times, she won't punch me, but she'll interfere.
She will interfere with
your
pen twirling?
She hates the sound the pen makes when it's clicking around. And I am a fidgeter. This should not surprise anybody. I am a absolutely restless leg syndrome, restless arm syndrome, spinner, whatever the case may be. I am all there all the time.
Did you have
a
fidget spinner?
Maybe. Okay. But no, the pen is my fidget. I fidget with the pen all
right,
the time.
Right, but I was just when
like
fidget
I'm doing it now.
Spinners are, were popular.
That doesn't count. The sound of the cat getting ready to throw up a hairball.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst sound ever.
The sound of my dog licking her own foot. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Styrofoam rubbing, yes. Cracking knuckles, I get it. Boom box from another vehicle to stoplight. Well, I see that. Squealing, high-pitched children screaming. I just think they're having fun. Cracking knuckles. Somebody says, the sound of the group text chime. Not any specific sound, just the fact of the constant repeated ding. Ding.
Yes.
No, I agree. Because, after the first 300, do you under-participate in group texts on purpose to not impose it on somebody else? I do. Mm-hmm. It better be good. You better be making a good comment.
Yeah.
Right.
To make everybody's phone ding. Let's see. They said, thank you for validating that. Sure. I hate the sound of lactose intolerant. I'm not going to read that one. Let's see. Two things. Cats and heat fighting. Sounds like demons manifesting. And my mother-in-law's burps.
Oh, gosh.
I think she knows, too. Lord help me.
Yeah.
Somebody. Oh, this is the first text this person has ever sent into the show. They just said silence. Sorry to inflict it. Mic feedback, like when you're in a reverb feedback, and static. Let's see. I hate it when the trim panels in my car or truck rattle at specific frequencies of music.
Yes.
Gilbert Gottfried's voice. Affleck. The Democrats singing their chants.
Oh. What?
I don't know what this is. Grinding of teeth. Oh, I get that. I can't even get to all these. There's so many of them. Bad karaoke, Steve Urkel's voice. And I'm going to give you my last one. And I know I'm alone on this one, but the sensation / sound of metal on teeth. So when I,
ooh,
like a fork.
Ooh.
Oh, I can't. Like when I go to the dentist, I have them use the sonic thing. They cannot scrape my teeth for very long. It just
or
drives
aluminum
me.
Foil.
Yeah, no. Oh, ooh. Yeah, no, we're out. I'm out. All right. 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3. That's your frivolous topic for the day. Do you have misophonia? You may be entitled to compensation.
That's what I was about to. I was like, mesothelioma?
If you're thinking about that next vehicle, hopefully one that won't have a rattle in the fan or won't jiggle the styrofoam or won't rattle off key to mess up the music, all the things you want to look for in a car, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used vehicles. 1 to 3 or 4 years young is kind of what they specialize in. At 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles, they're going to warranty all their cars to 100,000 miles or 10 years. You know, that's included. That means they're going to take care of you. You're going to know you're getting a good car. And that's why Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. The bumper stickers and the license plate frames recommend them. And, you know, our experience was just so easy that it was really obvious. We found our place. This is where we're going to go to buy all of our cars for the rest of our life as long as we can, you know. And if they have something you want, buy it. If they have something that's close but not quite price-wise maybe or color or trim level or whatever, send them looking. They go looking for people all the time to buy cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell him Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free and delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow down your journey this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Happened there. I let it go too fast. Sorry. 8:57 on News Radio 92. That's my fault. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, somebody sent me a copy of the Constitution test questions and answers. John, you want to take this test right now?
No, I'm going to have to study for this one because it's been almost 25 years.
I love your answer. Oh, man. That's just... I love it. All right. On the so-called No Kings protests, I actually made a post about this the other day because I thought it was, you know, worthwhile. Number one, obviously, the No Kings protest rally is a protected assembly. Dur. It's constitutional. No problem. Number two, I celebrate and would eagerly protect their right to assemble, although I am not on their side. Well, aren't you against kings? Shut up. So dumb. No, I'm a pro-monarchist. Yes, you caught me. I'm out. Finally, my secret. It feels good to say it out loud.
I bet it does.
Wow. Three, I think it's a weird flex to brag that your assembly was nonviolent and peaceful. As I've seen on many posts, violent assemblies are called riots and not protected by the First Amendment. There's obviously nothing bad about doing a peaceful assembly. That's a good thing. Even if you disagree with it, celebrate the people who have them. But it's a weird thing to be proud of. Imagine me saying I spoke for an entire 4 hours on the radio and didn't defame anybody. Avoiding lawbreaking is the minimum requirement, not an achievement. Four, being anti-monarch is pretty bland fare for Americans. We've kind of been that way for a while, at least since the Revolution. Being anti-despot is also pretty bland fare, but at least you're in a long historical conversation. FDR, Jackson, Nixon, First Adams, Jefferson, Obama, Lincoln. I mean, we've long had arguments about who's a tyrant. Five, it's nothing new. People thought Obama was a tyrant. People thought Reagan was a tyrant. People thought JFK was a tyrant. I mean, seriously, there's only a few presidents have not had this allegation against them. That doesn't mean that some aren't more merited than others. I'm just saying it's a long conversation. Five, as for significant, but I know no despots doesn't make for great signage. As for significance, the real question isn't how many people showed up, but how many Trump voters showed up. You know, people who used to be for him but are now against him. Or how many people protested in red areas rather than blue areas? You know, was there an event in Milton I missed? I don't think so. Being anti-Trump, invisible but well below majority numbers on its own, isn't that fascinating? Local talk in the